This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where do you start discussing the news today? Holy cow, Joey Fingers Biden, not a whole lot on him because there's already so much. But Joey Fingers is getting a benefit of a news cycle that is ignoring him. It's not over. We'll talk a little bit about it, especially how it comes to endorsements of Joey Fingers Biden. So happy to talk about that today on the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. You could also get us at kjradio.com. What else we got? We got the lockdown. Leftists are backing down on the lockdown. Lots to talk about there. I'm talking about I could dedicate a full hour, easily, an entire show to Joe Biden, Joey Fingers, to the lockdown, and certainly to Donald Trump winning. He's winning against Joey Fingers, which is, that's an easy thing to step over there. He's winning in the lockdown, but more importantly, he's winning in the battle of public opinion about him. I'm going to talk about the uniter that Donald Trump is. Yes, you heard me say it. They told you he's a divider. Look at Charlottesville. Look at black people, this, that, and the other. Let me tell you what's about to happen. Donald Trump is about to get the black vote. Oh, you heard me say it. I'm not going to talk about it this particular time, but you heard me say it. He's about to get the black vote. Let me talk about it here in a little bit. President Trump, in his most direct language, has finally accused Obama of the crime that we know Obama committed, Obamagate. He implicated Obama by name.
Mr. President, in one of your Mother's Day tweets, you appear to accuse President Obama of the biggest political crime in American history by far. Those were your words. What crime exactly are you accusing President Obama of committing, and do you believe the Justice Department should prosecute him?
Obamagate. It's been going on for a long time. It's been going on from before I even got elected. And it's a disgrace that it happened. And if you look at what's gone on, and if you look at now all of this information that's being released, and from what I understand, that's only the beginning. Some terrible things happened, and it should never be allowed to happen in our country again. And you'll be seeing what's going on over the coming weeks. But I wish you'd write honestly about it, but unfortunately, you choose not to do so. Yeah, John, please.
What is the crime exactly that you're accusing him of?
You know what the crime is. The crime is very obvious to everybody. All you have to do is read the newspapers, except yours.
I touched on this yesterday when I mentioned it. The president had talked about Obamagate, mentioned it by name, gave it a nickname, a moniker, Obamagate. And this had to make some leftists. I mean, it's funny because you would think that would have set them off. They was, wait a minute, how dare he? I didn't see much of that. Did you? Did you guys see any of that? I didn't. I mean, I'm pretty good on social media. I mean, I'm mediocre is what I meant to say. Excuse me. And I saw nothing where, how dare he call this thing Obamagate? How dare he? No outrage. Yeah. I talked about the president going on offense, and he is definitely going on offense. And let me tell you something. Without a doubt, when you have a sitting president who calls out a former president, gives the scandal a nickname, and then says what he says, my spidey sense says Trump knows a lot. He knows all he needs to know. You want to, let me just, I don't want to play the clip again, but let me walk you through what he says. Obamagate. It's been going on for a long time before I got elected. It's a disgrace All of this information being released. And here were the three key words that he said. Only the beginning. Boy, I got to tell you, leftists, I know you listen to the program, and good for you, because, you know, you can't be stupid your whole lives. But here's what I will tell you. This is somebody that says, I know what's going on. I know what's coming. I'm a strategist myself. I understand negotiation. I understand what Trump is saying. He's well past negotiation now. He's at a point now where he's going, hey, I got this negotiation. Have you been in a situation like that where you're like, what are you negotiating with? It's like you're negotiating an allowance with your kid. And you say, you know, I'm going to give you a dollar for every year that you're born. You know, for every year you are. And age is your allowance. And, no, Dad, I think it should be this. And, you know, and you need to give me more money. And you're like, you have no negotiation power here. It's my money. Well, they have no negotiation power left. Adam Schiff, I haven't looked. I haven't seen much coming from Adam Schiff. I haven't heard him talking about proof of Russian collusion. I haven't heard much about the impeachment that was going to live with Trump forever. I haven't heard much about any of that stuff. What about you? What whispers are you hearing? I'm telling you this, it's going to get ugly for the left. I talked a little bit about Ray the other day. He's under fire. Who's not under fire? Sally Yates? James Comey? Jim Clapper? John Brennan, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Susan Rice. Whew. It is a who's who. He goes on to say, you'll be seeing what's going on in the coming weeks. Yeah, the president warns him, wait till you see what's going on. Huh. You know what the crime is, he tells that reporter. You know what it is. You don't want to report it. Now, I want to go back. Here's Barack Obama. Former president, I mentioned this the other day, should be out spending his money. I mean, this dude now is rock star status. He's out. He knows everybody. He's got money to burn. He's never had this much money or freedom in his life. Friends in high places, low places, you name it. Rappers, all of it. And what's he doing? He's following politics. He's setting up additional meetings. All to discuss things that he shouldn't even be involved in. There's a reason why he can't let go. Democrats know it. Lots to talk about today, folks. Glad you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is the new and unimproved version of James Comey. Just as crooked, maybe more. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I wanted to say this publicly because I've seen far too few stories about Christopher Wray. I'm talking about serious stories. There are people soft-shoeing it, you know, too wishy-washy. Nobody just willing to come out and say, look, there's no way that he doesn't clean house in the FBI. This guy's done nothing. We have absolute proof. There's not even a shred of non-evidence. I mean, whether it's McCabe or Strzok or Page or whatever, there's so much. He should be saying, look, I don't care that these people were let go. We and the FBI are going to clean house. We're going to make sure it's known. This will never happen again. And he should say, I want to see them prosecuted to the full extent of the law. We will bring the reputation of this agency back to what it was. Whatever. But anyway, finally, I got a few people that said they wanted to chime in. Here's one. Said, not every FBI official can be a politically motivated lowlife like Comey and Strzok, right? At least some must be professionals with integrity. So why haven't any of these professionals with integrity blown the whistle on the corrupt deep state protecting boss Chris Wray? Now that was pretty, a guy named Five Rights put that out there. That was one of those that I went, yeah! Christopher Wray has covered for the FBI. He continues to cover for him. He's covering for Comey and all of them. He is nothing but a deep state swamp rat. And I was glad to see I'm not the only one who sees the obvious. I went out, I looked for more people. I said, who else? Well, John Solomon, investigative reporter. He's got a knack for the obvious. Here's what Solomon reported. We have grave concerns about material omissions of fact that fundamentally impact the memo's accuracy. Oh, this is what the Bureau said in a statement that reverberated across America, especially with mainstream media, that had pushed the faulty Russian narrative, collusion narrative, for months. Now, 2 years later, Nunez's memo, vindicated by the belated release of classified information and a Justice Department Inspector General's report that confirmed systematic FISA abuses and much wider problems inside the FBI. Lawmakers, particularly Republicans, have expressed grave concerns about Wray's leadership, his reluctance to recognize the magnitude of problems inside the Bureau exposed by the Russia case fallout, and his slow release of information, which some see as foot dragging. It's worse than foot dragging. I'm going to stop it there. It is worse than foot dragging. Foot dragging means I'm trying to wait on timing, so, you know, like Friday when people don't care, or I'm going to drag it out to where it isn't going to have any impact or whatever. This dude is beyond foot dragging. He is obstructing justice. He doesn't want certain things to get out because he knows exactly what will happen when we learn. Well, we already know that the FBI is crooked. Comey's FBI was crooked. Endo storio. So anyway, this guy writes, there's so much beneath the surface of the ocean that the iceberg, this iceberg that we haven't seen yet. Oh, that's what Representative Andy Biggs, my congressman, said. He says, and when you get back to Christopher Wray, that's part of my frustration. More has to be declassified. I have had access to the 302s, which are the FBI interview reports, that I've asked for, gosh, a year or so, and I know others have too, that they would declassify those. And they keep telling us, yeah, they're in the process, and they never declassify them. This is what Bush said in an interview with John Solomon. They don't want to declassify the information because it will so impugn the reputation of the FBI, they don't know how you would take it. They know how you would take it. You'll take it the way you're supposed to take it. You'll take it and say, this is a lie. You've been lying to us. You've known all along, Donald Trump had nothing to do with this. You've known all along that there's been a coup against the president. And now, I saw a tweet by Ryan Fournier. And he said, hey, there's more to it. This goes to the top. He didn't have a link to an article or whatever. Maybe he's getting inside information. But it's about to break. So they said the problems exposed during the Russia case started with the Comey regime, but it stretched into Wray's watch. An IG report last fall flagged widespread failures in the FBI's handling of confidential human sources. I think they said there were 29 gross errors in this report. They go on to write this. And a new IG report, yeah, here it is, found that 29 of 29 FISA applications, many filed during Wray's tenure, contained significant flaws that violated the Bureau's own rules designed to ensure the accuracy of evidence submitted to the courts. The concerns about Wray were exacerbated by revelations from documents long withheld from a federal court that FBI agents had recommended in January 2017, closing down the Russia-related probe of Trump's National Security Advisor Michael Flynn for lack of evidence, only to be overruled by the Bureau's leadership. The extraordinary intervention of FBI leaders, then under the command of Comey and his deputy McCabe, led one official to write, handwritten notes questioning whether the Bureau was playing games and trying to get Flynn to lie so, quote, we can prosecute him or get him fired. Now, that's been the firestorm that that brought us to this moment. And what they've been trying to get, what Andy Biggs, what I mentioned earlier, that it's even bigger. If you think this is big, just imagine what you don't know. What are they still trying to protect? You got a piece of the action. What do you think they're holding back? That's got to be a scary thought. Sarah Carter said this. Two top Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee sent a letter to FBI Director Chris Wray demanding a review of the Bureau's handling of the probe into the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. So now Wray finds himself really backed into a corner. I love it. Because they're asking, how did you let this happen? You knew what was going on. How is this happening? How is nobody getting brought to justice here? See, you're getting to the point where Wray either has to save his own butt or he saves the Bureau's butt. But he can't save both. Only one. There is no way out of this. And let's hope he figures it out. Jim Jordan, Mike Johnson. Jim Jordan's a Republican out of Ohio, and Johnson, Mike Johnson, is a Republican out of Louisiana. Ranking member of the Subcommittee on Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties, that would be Mike Johnson, asked Wray in a letter why he has failed to disclose what they believe is FBI misconduct in Flynn's case. They want an explanation. Well, let me tell you something. They just might get it. Because Wray is really between a rock and a hard place. Gotta leave it there for now. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says the Senate must continue to work during the coronavirus crisis.
We swear to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This coronavirus may have shoved its way to the top of that list, but the list is still a long one.
Republicans also reacting to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats as they introduce their $3 trillion coronavirus relief package which includes a massive tax break for the rich. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
"It's not a serious or mature effort to legislate. It's dead as fried chicken in the Senate."
The bill repeals the $10,000 state and local tax deduction cap, which allows taxpayers in high-tax states to deduct local tax payments on federal tax returns. This is USA Radio News. Amid a huge increase in consumer complaints, the federal government is once again reminding airlines of their obligation to offer customer refunds for canceled flights. Airlines have slashed their flight schedules in response to plummeting demand, canceling thousands of flights, but they've been reluctant to refund airfares to customers when they've canceled flights. Instead, they're offering travel credits and vouchers for future travel. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao says that's not the right thing to do.
If the airline cancels your flight, they have an obligation to refund that ticket. And currently, there seems to be some confusion about what is cancellation, what is a delay, what is prompt.
Nearly 27 million Americans lost their employer-based health care insurance plans because of pandemic-related layoffs. Those people will be eligible for a special enrollment period in Obamacare due to the layoffs, or they will be able to stay on their COBRA plan through their employer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The House Intelligence Committee discovered from the CIA that there was evidence that the Russians actually wanted Hillary Clinton to win the election and for Trump to lose. And this was strong intelligence. The reason was they thought Hillary was a known quantity, Trump was an unknown quantity, and they were worried he would bring anti-Russian hawks in the administration. That information, according to the House Intelligence Committee staff, they told me this, was excluded over the objections of CIA analysts by Brennan. On the other hand, there was weak intelligence that the Russians wanted Trump to win. And according to the House Intelligence Committee staffers, they were told this was included over the objection of CIA officers by Brennan. So Brennan actually slanted this analysis, choosing anti-Trump intelligence and excluding anti-Clinton intelligence. The problem is the House report, which I think is full of all these bombshells, has been stuck at the CIA since the fall of 2018. And I'm hoping that Rick Grenell or maybe John Durham, who is doing an investigation of government misconduct surrounding the election, I'm hoping one of them is going to pry this loose because the American people have to know about it.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Democrats claim they want all this information to get out, to get to the bottom of all this, because it's a threat to our republic to have the Russians interfering in our election cycle. And you know what we find out every time we get a new report? We find out what the Democrats withheld, what they don't want us to know. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find us. 844-551-8255. So we were talking earlier about Ray, who should step down or be fired or whatever, no question about it. Lawmakers asked Ray to explain when he personally first learned of the FBI's misconduct with respect to Lieutenant General Flynn. Now, I just want to recap and tell you all the things that we didn't know that we are now finding out because we have a DOJ that now must work with us, that has been drained of swamp rats. And I would ask Democrats this question. Me and one of my partners in Unhyphenated America, we were talking about this the other day, and I said, I would ask myself the serious question as a Democrat right now. What are you going to do when you find out that Barack Obama was undoubtedly part of the cabal to get rid of Donald Trump? How are you going to handle that? If somebody asks you that question honestly right now, which I'm doing, by the way, what are you going to say? Because let me tell you this. If this were opposite Bush, Trump, Reagan, or whomever that did this against another president, stopping them from trying to get elected, even if it were against Barack Obama, I would be livid. I would say the Republicans performed the worst, or essentially had the worst scandal in American history. That is where Barack Obama is headed. And I'm wondering how many of these leftists actually believe this or starting to get the feeling of it. I believe the walkaway movement is indicative of some of it. I believe the reason why Donald Trump's poll numbers stay surprisingly high is because of this. People are starting to realize it. Now you know the truth. Look, you can fake. You can pretend. You can still say, Donald Trump is a mean-spirited guy. Really? Let me ask you this. How mean-spirited would you be if everything that you had been saying was true and it was being reported as a lie and people were using that as propaganda against you? How mean-spirited would you be? And I'm asking my conservative audience, what do you think is going to happen when people start realizing Donald Trump is not nearly the ogre, the bad dude that everybody says? He was legitimately fighting for his political life, and he had every reason to be, because everything they were saying about him were lies. You want to stew on that for just a bit? What happens when you go to lift something that you think is heavy and it's light, and you yank it up? That's essentially what's happening. Have you ever watched the old movies where the leading lady and the leading man are speaking and the lady just hauls off and slaps him and everything stops for just a moment? That's what's happening to the Democrats right now. That's what's happening to leftists all over the country, all over the world. The people who show nothing but adulation for empty suit Barack Obama, as empty suited as is empty headed. And now we're getting to the real crux of it. And the president says, I'm going to call it what it is, Obamagate. And I'm going to tell you right now, he is at the tip of the spear. It's Barack Obama who did it. All the data shows he sat in meetings knowing exactly what the plan was for Flynn. He knew the game plan. Somebody else may have helped him set it, but he approved it. This isn't about spying on somebody. This is or with illegal tapes or whatever, but it's worse. It's taking the NSA and saying spy not only on the campaign, spy on their lives. Create stuff. Make it up. Who cares? We're going to be in office anyway. Asked you the other day, what are you willing to do if you know you can't get caught? You want to be the invisible man where you could walk into the bank vault and take whatever you want? Would you work if you could be the invisible man and you could just go places, nobody ever know it's you, and you could go grab money, you could go grab food, you could go kiss the girl, whatever. No repercussions. Well, that's what the Democrats were. The invisible man. Thought they had it. By the way, it was the former NSC chief of staff, Fred Flight, who gave that commentary earlier. This is an insider himself. He knows how things work. He's a member of the National Security Council. He's saying, wait until the bow breaks. My curiosity, folks, is what's going to happen to the Democrats, what's going to be their response to everything that we're learning about them? They got to have a response. I'm waiting to see what Schiff tweets, Nadler tweets, Nancy Pelosi tweets, Chuck Schumer tweets about this. Oh, let me tell you, their first response was, how dare they release Flynn? He did all kinds of bad things. He committed perjury. That's not true. He lied to Congress. Well, so did Brennan, and so did Clapper, and so did Comey, and so did Hillary Clinton. You hear what I'm saying? What's going to be your next phase? What's the next phase when you get the rest of the data? Because I'm going to tell you something. I know what's happening here. This is a drib, drab, leak, leak. Back yourself into a corner, Democrats. Here's a little morsel. If you watch cop shows, you know what they do? The cop shows always hold back some evidence to let you incriminate yourself. I wasn't there. No, man, I wasn't even there. And they go, okay, well, we'll let you get away. No, dude, I don't own a car like that. There's nobody that can put me, whatever. I don't even have a shirt that's like that. My tennis shoes don't, it's always something. But it's that one thing that the cops know they have. that'll put you there. And they're waiting for you to say it. They're just waiting. And sure enough, you say, well, I did drive by there. Oh, no. Oh, you just screwed up. So whatever that is, it's coming. It's coming. Donald Trump's aware of it. Many people are aware of it. John Durham, look, I can't even imagine what's happening with John Durham right now. John Durham, when he started his whole thing, he flew over to England so he could go interview Christopher Steele and others and miss-sued. And now John Brennan talk about need for social distancing. John Brennan's office, they're like, now listen, okay, you guys stay over there and you stay over there. He's got whistleblowers coming forward out of the woodwork. They're going, they can't wait to tell this man, I just want to just make you understand it. I was only following orders when I was told to delete this or get rid of this record or do that or do this or do. And let me tell you, here's what these people don't understand. The FBI can say, oh, we misplaced these documents that they file, these 302s. We misplaced them. And by the way, it's been convenient for them to misplace all of these altered documents. It's been very convenient. I want you to imagine if Donald Trump's administration misplaced these things, what they'd be going through. The media's not even reporting about this stuff. What? A document that everybody's relying on, waiting on, wanting to see how it connects this document. We can't find that document. It's been misplaced. You have, who's the file clerk over there? You misplace a lot of stuff. I'm going to tell you something, folks. These people are going to start pointing their finger, and I wrote a piece the other day that said, Comey, in case you didn't realize it, you are the scapegoat. You're the guy they're going to be looking for. We got a lot more to talk about on this subject, but I'm just asking, what are these leftists going to do when the jig is up? I know a lot of you don't believe these criminals will get justice, but you have to believe that a little justice is coming, right? Aren't you beginning to get a little bit excited about the possibility?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. 4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I bet it's all the president can do to keep from just telling us everything that he knows about what's going on with these criminals that he's been surrounded by. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. But Donald Trump is the ultimate negotiator, and he understands that, hey, I'm just going to leak the little bit the things that I know. I'm going to tell you how good I am by just giving you some tidbits. And so he's doing that. And where others give out their tidbits, he enhances them. If A.G. Barr says something, he goes, bam. This person tweets that, he goes, boom. And he's got them scared to death. Barack Obama is the most scared he's ever been in his political career, except the day that he realized he won the presidency. That was the most scared he ever was. And you want to know why? Because he knew he wasn't qualified. I'll never forget his first speech when he came out and he said, hey, y'all need to level set.
It may not be as good as you think it is. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he told people is, don't make me out to be a god, because I may not be. As one of the comedians said about him, I want to apologize to white people, because we told you Obama was Superman, but we didn't check to see if he could fly. Yeah, well, it's because he can't. Anyway, Donald Trump is going to be, he will go down in history as a person to unite Americans better than any president, bar none. The only moment in American history where we were more united will be during the bombing, flying into the World Trade Centers under Bush's watch. That was the most that we've ever been, you know, united till now. And what I mean by that is, if the leftists are true to themselves and they really want justice, this will be their opportunity to prove it. Because as I alluded in a previous segment, they better start asking themselves, what if this goes to Obama? Now, for those of you who've listened to the program for quite some time, you know I've asked this question of leftists before. I said, let's all play this game, right? Let's just play this thought game. So I would play the thought game, what if Donald Trump colluded with the Russians? If Donald Trump colluded with the Russians and it was proven that Donald Trump met with Putin, said, listen, can you rig the machines? Can you gin up some massive social media campaign that will make me have the vote? Please do so. I would tell you, put the man in jail. Kick him out. The problem is, the Russians spent $300,000 on Facebook. That's a budget for some companies for a week, a month. People spend that kind of money advertising on Facebook. They looked at the advertisements and went, most of them are for Hillary. So there is not that collusion. There's, they had things on him because he met with call girls over there, prostitutes. All fake. It was total fake. So I've asked that question of Donald Trump, and the answer came back. There's no connection whatsoever. Donald Trump could not be less connected to Russia than anybody I know. And that's, it was actually pretty surprising to me that he didn't have any connections to Russia. Now, ask yourself this question. Is there enough evidence out there to say Barack Obama's administration definitely tried to influence the election on our side with this Russian collusion nonsense? The short answer is, heck yes. We've got everything. We got Steele dossiers paid for by the DNC, paid for by the Clinton campaign. By the way, some never Trump Republicans. For all intents and purposes, that's just leftists. That's Democrats. They were all in collusion to get rid of Trump. The DNC and Hillary bought it. They fed it to the FBI, who fed it to the media, and we are where we are right now. People in prison who never should have been in prison. Manafort should not be in prison. Roger Stone should not be even getting anywhere close to any indictment. Mike Flynn, do I really need to go there? Papadopoulos, the 13 Russians who are now fighting this case and saying, come show us what you got on us. And all the other ruses that are out there surrounding this. There's plenty of evidence of that. So I say to Democrats, what are you going to do? So here's my point. Donald Trump uniting will be in history the most uniting president in the United States history of he will be the president that unites Americans more than any other president. Yeah, big statement, huh? And you're wondering, Kevin Jackson, how can you say something like that? Let me tell you how. The Democrats who have invested in Barack Obama and believe him to have been scandal-free during his administration, to be a stand-up guy, and so on and so forth, are about to get a rude awakening. And the question will now become, are you for justice or are you not? It's really that simple. Do you believe in justice? Do you believe that Donald Trump was targeted by Barack Obama's Department of Justice? The people around him were targeted. They have intentionally interfered with this man. And whether it's Russian collusion, Ukrainian extortion, or the Chinese Wuhan virus, they've tried at every turn to bring this man down, and he has every reason to have fought the good fight. And now, when you start to expose them, one by one, here's what Brennan did. Here's what Comey did. Here's what Clapper did. Here's what Susan Rice did. Here's what McCabe did, and on down the line. And then you start rethinking everything about Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. You start rethinking how the Obamas got their fat contracts for book deals and so on and so forth. You start rethinking how you've been treating Donald Trump. Is he still going to be the scoundrel that they told you he was? Or are you going to have to say to yourselves, you know what? I can't believe a thing they say. When you find out, I'm talking to leftists now, I'm not talking to my normal audience. And you should be asking leftists this, by the way, the audience that listens to my show routinely. You should be asking them this question. What are you going to do when you find out that Barack Obama not only knew about it, he condoned it. He condoned the most traitorous, treacherous thing you could possibly do, treasonous thing you could do to the guy who wanted to be president, a guy who was a normal citizen who dared to say, I will disrupt this crooked cabal. I will disrupt this government that is fleecing its citizens. Then, what is the ripple effect of everything else? Obamacare. What is the ripple effect of their border policy? What is the ripple effect of their tax policy? What is the ripple effect of their trade policy? If Democrats are truthful to themselves, when you find out, not if, pay attention, Democrats, leftists, when you find out that Barack Obama is the biggest scumbag on the planet, and Donald Trump called it right. He's human scum. When you find this out, what are you going to do? You can stay on that side. When you find out that Hillary Clinton has been shaking down countries and companies for billions of dollars for decades, and that's how she became filthy rich. And maybe, just maybe, those people that have disappeared under the Clintons' watch, maybe that's not the far-fetched thing you thought it was. Maybe you're going to believe in the IRS scandal. Maybe you're going to believe in Benghazi and the BS around that. Maybe you're going to believe in Fast and Furious. Maybe you're going to understand that veterans did die on waiting lists on Obama's watch. Maybe you're going to understand that Barack Obama was one of the biggest funders of terror in American history when he shipped money in the middle of the night to Iran. Maybe. Maybe you're going to start rethinking all that. Maybe you're going to start rethinking what you think about the Obamas and the Democrat Party and this so-called progressive movement. I don't know that you can, because I don't know that leftists have the brain power to actually put two and two together. But I suspect it's when the history's rewritten, and if it goes the way it should go, and people start going, you know what? Donald Trump was right. I'm going to revisit how I thought about him. His policies that were all working, that were building the greatest economy in history. The greatest economy in history, and it got thwarted over a Chinese Wuhan BS story. And you know who was behind it? You know who wants to keep you in lockdown? Democrat governors. They say their rights, they have rights over you, dominion over you. What's going to be the repercussions of this? I don't know. I say it's going to be pretty big. We'll see. History will tell, but history's going Donald Trump's way right now. The Democrats better be scared.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.